Section 3. More integrated listening and writing. Listen to the lecture and answer the questions.
Continuing our discussion of immigrant communities in the U.S., today we'll be talking about Korean Americans. As of 2002, there were well over a million Americans of Korean ancestry. For them, the American dream is alive and well. And what most stands out about Korean Americans is that so many of them achieve that dream through entrepreneurship. To be an entrepreneur means to be a risk taker, to put your time, money, and hard work into starting a new business and making it a success. According to the U.S. government statistics, as an ethnic group, Koreans have the highest rate of entrepreneurship in the country. 28% of men and 20% of women own their own businesses. Let's think about possible reasons why this is so. One important thing to note about Korean immigrants to the U.S. is the focus placed on education. To say that Korean people value education is an understatement. Korea's literacy rate is close to 100%, and its high school graduation rate is not much lower. This means that slots at universities are in short supply. The fierce competition for places at Korean universities is one reason why some Koreans move to the U.S., to help make sure that their kids can go to college. And nearly all adult Koreans who immigrate to the U.S. have university degrees, which are useful in starting business ventures. Another noteworthy aspect of Korean culture is the strength of family and community bonds. A typical Korean business in the U.S. is small, you know, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a restaurant, and is operated by a husband and wife team, with the kids pitching in part-time. Most members of the older generation are anxious to preserve a sense of their culture in their children, including the value of hard work. A typical Korean-American business owner works 10 to 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. Now remember, it takes quite a bit of money to start a business. In the past, many Korean immigrants who just arrived in the country relied on their relatives for a place to live, and even for a job. They then worked long hours, saving as much money as they could until they were able to buy their own business. But another way that Korean immigrants raise money is through community savings pools. Here's how they work. Every month, the members of Agay meet and contribute whatever money they can. Then one person can borrow a certain amount of money from the pool, based on a list made from the start of Agay and on how much they've contributed. This way, members of the Korean community are helping each other without having to deal with banks and without paying interest. And since Korean neighborhoods and American cities are such close-knit places, it's common for a business to be passed along to a friend or family member.
Number 1. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Continuing our discussion of immigrant communities in the U.S., today we'll be talking about Korean Americans.
Why does the professor begin the lecture in this way? Number 2. What is the lecture mainly about? Number 3. What percentage of Korean American women own their own businesses? Number 4. Which of the following is mentioned as a reason for Korean immigration to the U.S.? Number 5. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
One important aspect of Korean immigrants to the U.S. is the focus placed on education. To say that Korean people value education is an understatement. Korea's literacy rate is close to 100%, and its high school graduation rate is not much lower.
What does the professor mean when she says this?
To say that Korean people value education is an understatement.
Number 6. The professor mentions all the following except... Number 7. What does the professor say about gays? Number 8. What does the professor imply about Korean Americans?